Blog Talk Radio.
I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned
Hallelujah. Woo, that song, When I See Jesus. I don't know I could do this word today or not, but I mean, when I see Jesus, all my troubles will all be all right. All of them when we see Jesus. That song was sung by Douglas Miller, When I See Jesus. Oh. We all looking for Jesus to get right, to do right, and be right. Hallelujah. Ooh, that thing hit my spirit. God bless. Ooh, thank you. Lord have mercy. We saw. Hallelujah. Ooh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can play that one again, Sister Ruby. Hey, glory. That one did something to me, too.
Jesus. Let's play a little bit of it a minute up back.
I didn't even know what
y'all
song
be...
was on today.
Hallelujah.
I've learned how to live holy.
Woo.
I've learned how. We belong.
Jesus. God, hallelujah. I'm just excited. Welcome, everybody. I greet each of you in the matchless, awesome, magnificent name of Jesus. We sincerely appreciate your sweet fellowship and your tremendous support. Thank you for tuning in and listening today to A Time of Reflection. Is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I am your co-host today, Sister Ruby Larry. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their life, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I read King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And you can join us daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Saturday is a segment that They Overcame with host Minister Billy Burns, and that's 5 a.m. Pacific Time. And we have early morning Sunday prayers, a corporate prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. And everybody is welcome as the Lord leads you. Please come in and pray with us for at least 30, 35, 40 minutes before house of worship. Tune in expecting to... Ooh, I'm just lost here. Ooh, God, hallelujah. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. We appreciate your support. And our call-in number is 858-683-1334. And you please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail us any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, visit us on our Facebook and like our ministry page and our website. We're on all of them, www.newdestinyministries.com. Don't sign on. God has a rhema word just for you. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord today to be on the weekend and all the morning. We're going to go to, before we go to our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from Stockton here. She founded the broadcast, so she'll be bringing the word to us today from the book of the apostles in the chapter 14 of Acts. I'm going to go to Prophetess Glover. Can you lead us in prayer? Maybe she's not on. Let's go to Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. Let's go to the throne. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. We lift you up this afternoon, God. We thank you for another day, God. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for being God. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the overseer, God. We thank you for souls that want to come on this line, God. We thank you for the souls that's already on this line, God. We thank you for the move of your spirit, God. We thank you, God, for who you are, God. We thank you for making ways out of no way, God. We thank you for being El Shalom. We thank you for food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter, God. We don't take anything lightly. We don't take anything for granted, God. We thank you for waking us up in our right mind, God. We thank you for your blood covering, God. We thank you for the activities of our limb, the article of our speech, God. We thank you, God, for your Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, God. We thank you for another time just to say thank you. Hallelujah, before we can ask you for anything. We say thank you, God. We praise you this afternoon, God. We magnify you this afternoon. We exalt you this afternoon, God. We love you, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you even for the song that was sung, God. We thank you for what you're going to do, God. We thank you for what you have already done on this broadcast, God. We thank you for making ways out of no way, God. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, Alpha, God. We thank you for being a mighty God. We just say hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah, God. We give you the highest praise, God. We come this afternoon, God, asking that you forgive us, God. Forgive me for anything, God. Anything that I thought, dreamt, felt, thought it was not of you, God. We ask that you blot out our transgressions, God. We ask that you make us whole, God. Give us clean heart, clean mind, God. Oh, God, anything in us that's not like you, God, we ask that you move it out, God. Oh, God, we ask that you take us up higher in you, God, to higher heights and deeper depths, God, in the name of Jesus. We want to get closer to you, God. Oh, God, we ask, and God, show us what you want us to do. God, lead us, God, in the name of Jesus. We come this afternoon, God, ask that you look down upon the sick, God, in the shedding, God. We ask that you continue to remember Evangelist Erling Cummins, God. We thank you for what you've been doing, God. But we know that you're going to do a greater work, God. And we ask that you continue to heal, God. Continue to restore in her body, God. Continue to raise her up, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. Oh, God, we praise you for what you've done, God. We praise you, God, for what you're going to do, that she shall live and declare the works of you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said anything we ask, two of us come, two or more coming together, anything we ask in your name. So we come in the name of Jesus, that great name, Jesus, where the demons has to flee at the sight of your name. So we're calling on you, Jesus. No other help we know this afternoon, Jesus. Oh, we're calling on you to move, God. We're calling on you to set free. We're calling on you to heal, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you go into the nursing homes today, God. Somebody needs to touch by you, God. We ask that you send your healing virtue in, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember each and every one that's on the sick list on this broadcast, God. We ask them for complete healing, complete respiration, complete restoring, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that, God, if there's someone on this line, God, that needs food. Oh, God, we ask that you provide, God, in the name of Jesus. Someone in the need of shelter, God. We ask that you do that, God, only that you can do, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit, God, of everything that's not like you, God, in the name of Jesus. This afternoon we come, God, asking that you move by your might, move by your power, and have your divine way. And we do give you the praise. We do give you the honor. We give you all the glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we said, have thy way, God. Move in the name of Jesus. Strengthen the overseer, God, as she brings forth the word. Touch her from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet. God, continue giving her revelation of wisdom and knowledge. Continue to strengthen. We come against any retaliation spirits, any backlash spirits, anything that will try to hinder the word, hinder her in the name of Jesus. We come against it with the blood of Jesus. And we speak right now that she shall preach the word like never before. And we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for this book of Acts. We thank you for what you've been doing. We thank you for the great power that you've been bringing on the line. And we thank you, we praise you for all these your people. And we do say amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Prophet Darlene, Sister Ruby, for opening up. Amen. Truly, we greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We say thank you once again for the wonderful opportunity to come on this radio broadcast and share the word of God with each of you. I pray everyone had a blessed and glorious weekend. Amen. And we're back here again today to continue with our series, The Acts of the Apostles. Amen, amen. That opening song saying, when I see Jesus, amen. If we're not working to see Jesus, then we need to be doing something else. Amen. But everyone is working to see Jesus. Everyone is working to find that place in God. amen, and we have to continue to seek for that place. And the only way we can find that place is by getting in his word, is by getting in his will. Ah, hallelujah, is by obeying his commandments. Amen. Many of us don't want to deal with the book of Acts, but I thank God the Lord laid this on our heart last year, and we did the same thing. We went through 28 chapters of the book of Acts. So this is where the church was founded. Amen. This was the beginning of the church. This is where the Lord told his disciples to tarry and wait until they be endued with power. Amen. Many of us want to operate, but we don't have any power. We want signs and wonders and miracles. But the only way we can see those happening is we have to stir up this gift that's on the inside, and that is the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've been assigned with this task today to speak the word. And we're just kind of going back to chapter 14. Pastor Hamilton was supposed to minister on 14, but somehow we miscommunicated and he did 15. But that's okay. We're going on back and we're going to visit this chapter 14 today. So I won't be before you long. I'm going to try to do what God has given me to do. Amen. So we thank you once again for tuning in to all those that are on the internet listening live, and those that may come in the chat room later, we greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We want to, before we get into chapter 14, we want to visit a few verses out of Acts chapter 13. Amen. And then we can get a good understanding how the apostles proceeded on into chapter 14. When we begin to look at chapter 14, we understand that this is where Paul had his first missionary journey. It began right here in chapter 14. And those of you all that know about the Apostle Paul, he had four missionary journeys. Amen. But this one here, his first one began in Acts chapter 14. But let's go back to 13, and let's bring you up to date, and then we'll get right on into what the Lord is saying in chapter 14. Amen. We're going to begin reading at verse 46. And let's just go on and read 50 through 52 in Acts 13. And it reads as thus: But the Jews, we have Acts 13, verse 50 through 52, and then we're going to proceed right on into the 14th chapter. It says, But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coast. Amen. And that's how they had to move on in to another territory. Because how many know that when one people reject you, God will embrace another? Amen. The Jews rejected Christ, rejected Jesus, and that's how we had this wonderful opportunity to come into this marvelous light. So it said they expelled them out of their coats, but they shook off the dust of their against them and came into Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy. And not only with joy, they were filled again, the Bible says, with the Holy Ghost. Now we know in those days, to shake the dust from one's feet, that was to declare that territory, which was Gentile territory at that time, was unclean. So when you shake the dust off your feet, you're saying, hey, this house that I'm leaving is not worthy. This house that I'm leaving, it wasn't clean. Amen. It wasn't representing holiness. It wasn't representing that which God had declared it to be. Amen. So they shook the dust off their feet. And that, when they do, when they did that, that again, that shown some type of, it symbolizes that, hey, this is, you know, the Bible say, if they're not worthy, if you go and you preach and you teach and you do what thus say the Lord and they don't receive you, shake the dust off your feet. I'll take your blessing with you. Don't even leave it. Amen. So we are going on into chapter 14, and it reads, and it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews. Hallelujah. And so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. Amen. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles. And that's just like us today. Those of us that don't believe, we get mad with the ones that do believe. Those that won't work, we get mad with the ones that are laboring. Those that won't fast, we get mad with those that does fast. Those that won't pray, we get mad with those that are getting up, making the sacrifice to go to early Sunday morning prayer, to go to early prayer 6 a.m., 5 a.m. We mad with those folks that do. Why? Because we're lazy. Why? Because we're really not looking and we're not expecting anything from God. Because when you expect something from God, you should be willing to make a sacrifice. If you're not willing to make a sacrifice, hey, you're just wasting your time. Amen. Anything good, it comes from the Lord. The Bible says all perfect gifts, they come from above. Amen. So they, the unbelieving Jews in verse 2, stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. And that's just like us today. Hey, when we're not doing right, hey, we want to look. We look and we seek and we search for something on someone else because we want to disqualify them. Amen. But God has a way. Verse 3 said, long time therefore bold, they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Ah, when God has his hand on you, can't nobody do anything about that. But the multitude of the city was divided. How many know that you can't do anything when a people and a place is divided? He said, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, I will be in the midst. But a house that is divided against itself, it cannot stand. Amen, amen. He said in verse 3, long time therefore bold, they speaking boldly in the word. I'm going back to that. Which gave testimony, amen, unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided. How many know that Jesus couldn't heal when there was unbelief in the land? When we don't believe, when we're not on the same page, we won't be able to perform. We won't be able to lay hands. And we're going to see a little bit later, hallelujah, how God gave the apostles power to lay hands, power to speak. Hey, all you got to do is speak a thing, and it shall be done. Amen. But I'm in verse 4. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews and part held with the apostles. You know, we have cliques in the church. We have cliques in the building, I'll say. Because in the church of God, there is no cliques. Everybody will click and be on the same page. And verse 5 saying, when there was an assault made, both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews, with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them. Amen. I'm going to read this one here out the New Living Translation. It says, that same verse 5, Then a mob of Gentiles and Jews, along with their leaders, decided, God, he's just wanting to lay the clergy. He's just wanting the regular members. But the leaders also got involved, and they decided to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas. When the apostles learned of it, they fled to the region of Lycaonia, to the towns of Lystra and Derbe and the surrounding areas, and there they preached the good news. Well, verse 7 in the King James Version says, and there they preach what? The gospel. What is the gospel? The good news. What is the good news? It's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. Amen. In verse 8, we're back in the King James. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. So when this young man was born, he was already crippled. He was born crippled. And the Bible don't say how old he was. It just said there was a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. So Paul looked at the man. He perceived. He already knew that this man had enough faith for him to speak a word, and he will be healed. See, you can just perceive a person's demeanor. You can perceive what kind of person. You can perceive, amen, that this man had enough faith to believe that he would be healed. And verse 10 said, and Paul said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. That's all he did. He spoke, and the man was able to get up. He said, stand. How many of us can command somebody to stand when we see him crippled? How many of us can tell the man somebody to stand when we see them out of place? You got to have power to command. And Paul commanded. He spoke a word and said, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped. The man leaped and walked. Just a word. Somebody said, I need a word from the Lord. Just a word from the Lord can change your situation. Just one word from the Lord can transform your life. Just one word from the Lord will give you a new mindset. A word, Jesus. But you have to believe. If I was to use for a topic today, I would say we must believe. If this man did not believe, he wouldn't have leaped and walked at the word of the Apostle Paul. He said, stand up right on thy feet. And the man leaped and walked. Let's go on to verse 11. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Paul was the chief speaker. So what they did, They were trying to make these men gods. They were trying to make the apostles gods because they spoke a word and the man that was lame got up and walked. If y'all can remember in the book of Acts chapter 3, hallelujah, how Peter healed. Peter spoke to the other lame man and told him to walk. Let's turn right there. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. It says, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he told a man to rise up and walk. Now, 11 chapters later, Paul is doing the same thing. The wording is just different, but he's doing the same thing. He told a man, stand upright on thy feet. But you have to believe today that God is a healer. You have to believe today that you can speak a word and your life will be forever changed. Let's move on here. Hey, glory to God. Verse 13 says, then the priests of Jupiter, which was before their city, they brought oxen and garlands unto the gate and would have done sacrifice with the people. Which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran among the people crying out and saying, sirs, why do you these things? We also are men of like passions with you and preach unto you, Jesus, that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all the things that are therein. See, let me give you a little background on these people. The people in Lystra were very superstitious. What are you saying, Sister Benoit? They were very superstitious. They had a superstition. The definition of that is a belief or notion not based on reason or knowledge in or of the ominous significance of a particular thing, circumstance, occurrence, proceeding, or the like. So it's something that don't even make sense. It's based on your own reason. It's based on what have been downloaded in your spirit. You know how some of us say, oh, a black cat. That mean you gonna have bad luck. If you walk up on the ladder. If you sweep somebody with a broom, they go in the jail. All of these superstitions. Amen. But they're not based on fact. They're not based on God's word. Amen. They were trying to make Paul and Barnabas gods. But Paul said, hey, stop this nonsense. We're not gods. We're not Hermes and Zeus, the Greek mythologists. We're not them. We are men just like you. So they forbid them that they begin to get sacrificing, animal sacrifices. That's what they were about to do. Amen. So when Paul healed the lame man in verse 8, the people reacted as pagans toward Paul and Barnabas. They immediately began to worship Barnabas as Zeus, the king of the gods. And they said, Paul as Hermes. And Hermes was considered the god of speech, believing that these missionaries were the gods visiting them in human flesh. Amen. Now, ancient legend had stated that Hermes and Zeus once came to earth incognito. What you mean? Having one's identity concealed. They came in an assumed name. This is what these people thought because they were idol worshippers. The people did not recognize them as gods during their earthly visit, and thus that showed them no hospitality. So this was their belief, that one time they had came to visit them, these gods that they were lifting up, these Greek gods. Amen, amen. But how many know there's only one God? There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen. So let's get back to this. We're at verse 16. But I want to say to you all today, ah, Jesus, hallelujah, if we were to witness the signs and the miracles and wonders, amen, and we got, you know, somebody wrote a song, say there's a stranger in the city and he's healing. When we hear about the great healer, we see Benny Hinn on TV, the great healer, we hear about these healers, we're mesmerized by it. And guess what? Hallelujah, we give more worship and more praise and more honor to men than we do God. Amen. They're only human. That's what Paul said. We're only men. We're men just like you all. Don't put us on no pedestal. Don't make us a God. We're not God. We're just walking in the power that God has given to us. Hey, when you walk in the power that God has given you, you'll mesmerize some folks. Hallelujah. You'll cause your atmosphere to change. You'll cause your circumstances to rise up and look like something nobody else has seen. But we have to activate this power. Amen. We can't put men on a pedestal. We can't worship men. We have to worship God. God said, have no other gods before me. Don't make no idols. Hallelujah. If you see blinded eyes open and you see the lame walk, just praise God for that power. Praise God for the gifts that he has given unto men. For he said, gifts and callings are without repentance. Glory to God. But he also said, we have to give honor to whom honor is due. Amen. Let's turn right quickly, because I won't validate everything that I'm saying. Amen. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Amen. We don't want to be idol worshipers. Hallelujah. We don't want to lift these men up as though they're gods, because there's only one God. Amen. But 1 Timothy 5, 17 says, let the elders, now we bringing in some honor, honor them, but don't worship them. Does that make any sense? Honor. He said, let the elders, 1 Timothy 5, 17, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Especially, hey, watch that word, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Let me read this one again. Let the elders, glory to God, that rule well, be kind. If they're ruling well, I'm not talking about these slicksters. I'm not talking about these Pentecostal pimps. I'm not talking about these whoremongers. I said that. Hey, glory, if you want to know what a whoremonger is, it's nothing but a male prostitute. That's what a whoremonger is. But when we say whoremonger, we think, oh, because they're sleeping around. But a whoremonger is a male prostitute. Amen. Amen. So we ain't saying give them no honor. We saying let the elders that rule well. We don't even want to honor our elders. But the Bible tells me if they rule well, let them be counted worthy of double honor. I ain't saying put them on a pedestal. I'm not saying make them a god. Oh, glory to God. But it says especially the latter clause of that verse, especially they who labor, if they in the word and the doctrine, guess what? Honor them. Hey, we're on this line Monday through Friday. 2 years. This is February 26th month, Monday through Friday without fail. When Blog Talk said 9876543 21, we're on. We're never late. Amen. But Don't put us up as no gods. We're just doing the work that God has assigned to us. Decent. Ah, glory to God. Somebody get for me a little bit later, Colossians 2:18. Ah, glory to God. Let me go back. I got to keep moving. Somebody say, keep on moving. Okay, we're at verse 16. It says, oh, no, let's go back and read. I was at 15. Okay, all right, let's go back and read 15. And saying, sirs, this is Paul and Barnabas telling the people, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions. We have the same kind of blood running through our veins as you have. And preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities. Turn from all this nonsense. Turn from these things that's not going to bring you eternal life unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein. Come on, I'm getting through with this quick today. Who in times past suffered all nations? In time past, God suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. See, people of God, if you believe God, you can't walk in your own way. You can't do your own thing. Yeah, you can't perceive what you want to perceive. You have to judge everything righteously. Yeah, the Bible said, rightly divide this word. We have to rightly divide this word. We can take one scripture, and everybody on this line will have a different opinion and a different comprehension of what this one scripture, what one scripture is saying. Yeah, like we always like to quote, all things work together for the good. See, that's all we want to quote. We don't want to go to the rest of that. We only want to say, all things is working for my good. Well, I beg to differ with you. Because if you read that whole verse, glory to God, it says all things work together for the good to them that are called according. If you're not called and you ain't walking according to your purpose in Christ Jesus, it ain't working for your good. I say that. Glory to God. I said, nevertheless, we had 17. He left not himself without a witness. God will never be left without a witness. If you don't serve him, he'll find somebody else. And when the Jews rejected him, he allowed the Gentiles to be grafted into this thing. Hey, glory to God. He said, I'm going to have me a people. Somebody going to serve me. I have 7,000 that haven't even bowed. Who do you think you are? If you walk away from God, you just bringing damnation upon your own life. You better stay in the ark of safety. You better stay on this boat. Hallelujah. If you stay on this boat, we all going to make it to the promised land. But if you don't share, Paul, the Apostle Paul was shipwrecked. Glory to God. But guess what? He held on to his belief in Jesus. He held on and he remembered. He remembered, hallelujah, when he was on the Damascus Road. He remembered how light shined from heaven. And he heard a voice. He saw no man, but he heard a voice saying, Paul, Paul, Saul, Saul. He didn't call him Paul. He said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Hallelujah. And he said, Lord, who art thou? He said, I'm Jesus. Hallelujah. And you kicking against the prick. You can't kick against this prick and live. You can't go against God's commandments and live. How many want life today and want it more abundantly? I just don't want life. I want abundant life. Because if I have abundant life, the abundance of the earth belongs to me. The earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. And they that dwell in it, they belong to the Lord. I want abundant life today. Hey, glory to God. But we must believe to get this abundant life. We have to denounce some things. To get this abundant life, we have to love like Christ loved. He said, he told his disciples, I leave you a new commandment. Hallelujah. That you love ye one another. Hey, glory to God. We have to demonstrate. We have to demonstrate God's glory. Hey, some of us are living epistles, read of all men. Hey, we're the only Bible some are going to read. Let's go on. He said, nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, and that he did good and gave us rain from heaven. I said, latter rain. Let the latter rain be greater than the former. And fruit of season, this is what God will do for you. He gave them loud rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts. And look what he did. He filled their hearts with food, natural food and spiritual food and gladness. And verse 18 says, and with these things scarce restrained, they the people that they had not done sacrifice unto them. They didn't want them to worship them. They didn't want them to make no sacrifices as unto them, making them a god. Verse 19, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Okay, they stoned Paul. But let me tell you, the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I will raise up a standard against them. They thought they had killed Paul. Hallelujah. But all they did, those stones just moved him to some new territory. Yeah, them stones was a footstool. And that's what God will make your enemies. He said, I'll make your enemies your footstool. And what is a footstool? A footstool is just a little small stepping ladder. And what does it do? It elevates you to another level. To another level. So for all the haters out there, I know I got some haters. You know why? Because I'm serving God. You know why? Because I can't be bought. You know why? Because I'm unbought and unborn. You can't buy me. Your money can't buy me. Hey, I've already been purchased. I was purchased with the blood. The day Jesus died. Hallelujah. He said, with my blood, I'm buying you. Hallelujah. I'm redeeming you back. I'm restoring you. When I left New Orleans 30 years ago, Jesus had already paid the price. He already knew what my role would be. He already knew how I'd be persecuted. How Paul and Barnabas was persecuted for the name of Jesus. When you take on this name, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be lied on. You're going to be stoned like Paul was. Glory to God, but he wasn't dead. Verse 20 says, how be it? As the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. Amen. So guess what? God hit him in the cleft of the rock. You better watch the rock. Yeah, that rock is Jesus. Verse 21 said, and when they had preached the gospel to that city, and he had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming, look what they did, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. They told them, don't give up. I don't care what you're going through. Hey, keep your hope built up in Christ Jesus. Stand on this rock. Don't get away from the foundation. The foundation has already been laid. Ephesians 2:20 says, we are built America. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Hey, go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Ah, glory to God. What does it say? Hey, Jesus the Lord. What does it say, Sister Ruby? Do you have it? Ah, glory to God. All right, Bible. Come on. Here we go.
Colossians.
It says, and are built upon the foundation. I know it by heart, but I want to make sure I read it accurately for our listeners. Hey, thank you. Before you think I'm using my own Bible, the Negro International Version, I'm not using that today. Hey, glory to God. It says, verse 20, Ephesians 2 and 20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Their foundation has already been laid. We don't have to lay another foundation, but we have to be careful. We have to be careful, Sister Ruby, how we build upon this foundation. We have to be careful how we build upon this foundation. Well, glory to God. Ah, let's finish here. And he said, let's go back to 22. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them, hallelujah, to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. How we think we going to enter into the kingdom of God and not suffer and not go through anything? It won't happen in this world, baby. You have to go through something. He said, if you suffer with me, Jesus said, one day you're going to reign with me. And he said, these light afflictions, they are only for a moment. You're going to be afflicted. But to know that they're only for a moment, because God is not a God that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he have to repent. If God said it, stand on it. Hey, glory to God. If God said it, be like Ezekiel and eat the whole scroll. If God said it, don't be dismayed. Ah, the Bible tells us, don't be weary in well-doing. Sometimes we get weary when we're doing well. Hey, because when we're doing well, nobody's going to pat you on the back. Nobody's going to give any accolades to you. All I think you are. He ain't did nothing. Well, maybe not in your eyesight. But I'm doing something every day because I'm working out my own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Hey, I'm not in another man's vineyard. I'm in God's vineyard. And you know what? In God's vineyard, hey, there's much work to be done. In God's vineyard, amen, there is a harvest. Ah, God, but how many are willing to go out and get the harvest? How many want to labor in God's vineyard? Oh, we want somebody to come spread the table for us. We ain't willing to put in anything. Oh, well, it ain't happening in this season. Ah, because the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. Oh, glory to God. I don't let nobody take me off course. This is my testimony. I know the price that I paid. I know the price that Jesus paid. Amen. I remember when my daughter was murdered. I had all kind of folks telling me, oh, we going to do this, we going to do that. Four little children. Without a mother. Hey, glory to God. We going to help you. We going to do this. We going to do that. But when the dust settled, Paul and Barnabas, they shook the dust off their feet. And that's what I had to do. After I buried my daughter in New Orleans, I had to shake the dust off my feet. And I had to look to my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, you stand with my mother. mother and my father forsake me, you would pick me up. You told me you would be my rock. You told me you would be my defense. You told me you would be my strong tower. You told me you would make a way out of no way. You told me you would provide. You told me you would put food on the table. You told me, Lord God, that they would never be hungry. Hey, Jesus, David said, hey, I once was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken. God never forsook me. Seed begging for bread. Yes, I've had to go through some things. Yes, I've had some mountains to climb. Yes, I had to go through some things that was discomforting. Yes, I had some heartaches. Yes, I had some troubles. Yes, I've had some disappointments. But I held on to his unchanging hand. Oh, and I'm here to serve you notice today. If you keep your hands in the hands of the master, he'll bring you out. Today I can testify and say, hallelujah, four girls graduated from high school. And then no mama, baby mama drama. I'm giving God the glory, not Sister Adrian. Because I only was able to do what God gave me strength to do. Now I have the last one, Nino. He was 2 years old when my daughter was murdered. Hey, when 10 more days, 11 more days, he would have been making his second birthday. So he wasn't quite true. But today, I could tell you next month, he'll be 17 years old. He's the last one that I'm responsible for. Hey, he's a junior in high school. And I told the Lord, let me see him. I told Nino, I said, don't tarnish my record. I've been faithful to these children. Hey, glory. Oh, glory to God. It hasn't always been easy. And you know, I won't see you. But I give God the glory because I was faithful with the little. Hey, glory to God. I was faithful with the little. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was faithful, Lord. Ah, God. Sometimes I would leave them. After they turned, the little age would leave them and they had to go out to work. I remember I was working for ADT Security down in Georgia. Oh, God, I bless you today. And I had to leave them in the house to go to work. Ah, God, I bless you today. Hallelujah. And I knew my children. Well, I thought I knew them all. Hallelujah. And then one day, Galicia, lady came and knocked at my door, and I would always tell them, y'all stay inside. I had it comfortable for them. They had the cable and all of that. They had these video games, so then they didn't have to go out for nothing. But one day a lady knocked at my door, and she told me, say, Miss, your daughter came in, not my daughter, that's my niece. But she said, your granddaughter. She thought it was my granddaughter. I said, that's my niece. Which one are you talking about? Because I had three granddaughters, a grandson, and my niece, so five children. So she said, your granddaughter. I said, well, my niece. She said, they came and threw some eggs on my house. I said, what? I didn't believe the woman. Listen, no, oh, no. My children didn't do that because my children don't leave this house. They know while I'm going to work, their responsibility is to stay in this house. So, hallelujah, I didn't believe the woman. So I called a girl in there, Glenisha. It was Glenisha and Carrielle. They were together, but Glenisha is the one who threw the eggs on the people's house. They had some beef going with her children. And so I called Glenisha. I said, well, Glenisha, I said, this lady said, y'all came around there and threw some eggs on the house. I ain't the, So as you know, after it all gone around, the truth came out. Amen. So I had to repent. I told you I had to apologize to the lady. But it opened up my understanding. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to have to do something a little bit different, okay, because y'all are not responsible enough. Uh-huh. Y'all, I thought you all did not leave this house. But you know, when the head is gone, amen, all kind of things go on in the house. Hallelujah. But I wasn't like that type of person to believe everything they said. But then, no, if I found out something different, they was going to have to deal with me, okay? So they got that one over on me. But I'm saying all this to say, people of God, we must believe. I had to believe God through some dark days. I had to believe God when I didn't have money to put in my gas tank, hallelujah, to take them to school. I had to believe God when I had found myself going to four different schools every morning. I had to believe God. Hallelujah. I couldn't trust in nobody else. I couldn't trust in what folks said, because when it all boiled down, it was me and Jesus. When it all rolled out, if it wasn't my mom, it wasn't nobody else. God, I had to trust him. We must believe. But let's finish here. We finished. We just about finished. We had verse 23. And when they had ordained them elders, Paul and them returned to Iconium. They returned to Lystra. Amen. And then they ordained elders in every church, and had prayed with fasting. They commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. See, that word believe is all through chapter 14. These people believed. Hallelujah. The Jews rejected him, but the Gentiles, they believed. They wanted something different. Amen. They had been disappointed too many times. And verse 24 says, and after they had passed throughout Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia. These men of God, they didn't stop preaching. They didn't let the stones deter them. They didn't let the stones distort their view. They kept their eyes on Jesus. Glory to God. In verse 26, saying, then they sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. Honey, you got to fulfill your assignment. I don't care what it look like. You might not have money. You don't know most to buy printing paper. But if you got a computer, you ain't even got to go to the printer no more. You can design your stuff and email it and text it and Facebook it and all of that. Save you some money with stamps. Glory to God. Jesus. And we at verse 27. We are almost through. We don't have but two. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, listen at this. This is very important. When they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them. Hey, isn't that beautiful? When God has done something for you, you can get with your family and friends and start talking about it. Start sharing the good news. Tell them what God has done for you. Don't keep it to yourself. The Bible said in Revelation 12, yeah, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And I just want to thank all of you that made the sacrifice that came on Saturday morning on They Overcame. We had a wonderful time on Saturday morning. Amen. It was 5 in the morning. But guess what? We were rehearsing. Hey, we were in rehearsal. We were talking about what God has already done, what he's doing now, and what we're expecting him to do. Are you expecting anything from God? If you're not expecting anything from him, I don't know what kind of shape you in. But they said 27. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had open the door of faith unto the Gentiles. God opened up this door for us. We were dogs. Hallelujah. We were without a home. Without a city. Glory to God. Without a people. We weren't the chosen ones. We were Gentiles. Hallelujah. But Paul was chosen as an apostle to the Gentiles. Oh, glory to God. And there they abode long time with disciples. In my conclusion, people of God, I can share so many testimonies with you all of what God can do, will do, and shall do if you only believe. If you only believe, that's all you have to do. Shut the gainsayer's mouth up. Hallelujah. Do you know you have haters? Do you know you have people that that imitate? And do you know you have people that are actors and actresses? Some of them, this is their profession. And some of them, it's a profession, but they ain't getting paid for. Hallelujah. Because guess what? They're perpetrators. They're imitators. They're falsehoods. It ain't real. It ain't for the fishes and the loaves. But why are you serving God today? Are you serving him for the fishes and the loaves? Are you serving him because Douglas Miller opened up with the song, "When I See Jesus"? That's what I'm serving him for, because I want to see him. I want to see him in peace. When I see Jesus, it'll all be all over. All of my heartaches, all of my troubles, all of my disappointments, they'll all be over. But guess what? While I'm on this earth, I have to learn how to trust God. I had to learn how to live holy. I had to learn how to live right. Ah, Jesus, this is a daily walk, people of God. Ah, we just didn't come on in here riding on a white horse. Ah, no, 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 no. This is blood, sweat, and tears. Hallelujah. And do you think all these 30 years I have served God that I'm going to let a slick-talking Pentecostal playboy smoke me all up? The devil is a lie. Ah, you won't get this, baby. Hey, glory to God. Go out there and get you one of them chicks on the side. Ah, because this one ain't available. I paid a price for this life. I paid a price, hallelujah, for my place in God. I paid a price to serve God. And you think I'm going to throw it away for one of you all? The devil be damned. And everybody that's following me. Uh-huh. No, 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 baby. I've invested too much. And God saw God move on my behalf. I saw him perform miracles. I saw him, I saw him dry every tear. I saw him comfort me. Hey, when everybody was gone, and I had thoughts of my daughter, oh, ain't nobody there to comfort me but my Lord and Savior. He was the only one telling me, I got it. It's all right. I got you. I got you. I got you. Hallelujah. I have you, Adrian, and I have a record on you. Hallelujah. I have the record. Don't worry about what other folks say. I've seen how you've been on this blog talk for 26 months. And some people don't understand why you're doing this every day. Hey, this is my assignment for this season. Hey, glory to God, and I don't take it lightly. You might not ever esteem me. Ah, but guess what? Every day I complete my assignment, the Lord is telling me, well done. Hey, glory to God. He says, it's well done, sweetie. It's all right. Hey, glory to God. You're doing what I have called you to do. Nobody understands. They don't understand why I'm returning to New Orleans. I don't understand the fullness, but I know one thing. My God will never forsake me. He didn't forsake. 30 years I've been gone. Hallelujah. And I've been able to maintain my position in Christ Jesus. I say my position in Christ Jesus, not men positions. Hallelujah. Because men nominated me and appointed me. But I heard the preacher say last week, Saul was appointed, but David was anointed. Hey, I saw some men appoint me to some position. And guess what? I found out I had to walk away. I found out, no more fire. I had to leave. Because guess what? They appointed me. Hey, Jesus. Glory to God. But guess what? That next season after that appointment that I left, the Lord began to open up doors. The Lord began to talk with me. He communed with me. And he said, I'm going to introduce you to some folks that you do not know of. And I can tell you the Blog Talk Radio report said 69,498 people. Some I'll never see in my life, but they have listened at one time or another to this broadcast. Don't tell me you will not make God out of a liar. I'm done. Yeah, may the Lord bless you, Sister Ruby. Glory to God. I love you today, Jesus. You're my all in all. Glory to God. Can't do nothing without you. Yeah, I wouldn't serve another God. Who wouldn't serve a God that can put food on your table? Who wouldn't serve a God that could comfort you when everybody else is asleep? Who wouldn't serve a God that has a 24/7 hour line open to you? It's never busy. You never get an answering device. You never get a message device. Hey, Lord, when you call on Jesus, he's available to you. Hey, Lord, but you have to serve him. He's not available to those that don't serve him. Even though the Bible say he rain on the just as well as the unjust. He might rain on you in that moment. Oh, but baby, when you serve God, the rest is yours. Everything that God has for you, you'll receive it in due time. I'm done, Sister Ruby. Hey, you don't have a fire. Bless your name, Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord. That was the word.
Hallelujah.
The word. We have a few on today, and we're going to go to...
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Unknown number. We're going to open up your line. It's new to me. 352-5894.
All good. It's all good. Hallelujah.
Hey, thank you so much.
I bless you, Jesus.
Thank you so much. Let me do that again. 8-9-4. Okay, thank you so much for tuning in. Come call in Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. We're going to Mother Charity. Mother Charity.
Jesus.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Bless your name, God.
Amen. I certainly have enjoyed, amen, Evangelist Bernard today. Glory to God. Amen. That message was really beautiful, and it just, you know what, you got to stay humble. That's the main thing. Throughout this whole message that she was bringing forth, you got to keep yourself humble. You got to know you can do nothing without God. Amen. And the Lord will exalt you in due time, not yourself. Amen. You just look lean on the Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on,
and
Mama.
The Lord will bring you to where he wants you to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Amen. I mean, those apostles and all, they did not take any credit for
what they did.
I mean, all of those meaningful things that they did and all of those various things that they bought forth, they didn't take no credit for it. All of you see, they was very humble, and they knew it was God that bought them. Amen, and that's what we got to do. Whatever, however much that the Lord bless us, we don't take no credit for it. We know that the Lord is the one that does the exalting. The Lord brings, he puts up and he brings down. Glory to God. Amen. That's so very, very true. And that's good for Evangelist Bernard, you say you had those various experiences with God. And so you know what he can do. Hallelujah. You know some of it. Praise God. Amen. I've had some experiences with God. Then I know what he can do. Amen. And I'm telling you the truth. It's just a blessing to be able to know the Lord and to serve God in the beauty of holiness. And I praise him, my God. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah to the Lord. Amen. God bless you now. And you continue to be encouraged. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen, Mother Charity. God bless you. Prophetess Glover.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, then we're going to Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. To God be the glory. I truly have been blessed by the word. I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for Pastor Bernard. I just thank God for her, listening to her testimonies. I thank God for how she is an overcomer. I thank God for how he took her out and he brought her through. I just thank God because the power of God is on her. We're talking about X and we're talking about the power of God. And the only way she could get the power was that she had to go through some things. She had to cry some tears. She had to walk the floor. She had to pray. To go through those things, she had to, that's the only way she got the power. And I thank God for the power that's in her. I thank God that she's on her assignment. And we better be on our assignment and be about God's business and continue to walk by faith and not by sight. God bless everyone. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My soul has been blessed on this afternoon.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Sister T? Sister Albertine? Sister Albertine?
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead, Sister Albertine.
Yes, praise the Lord. Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, all the callers, it was a blessing. The testimony was powerful because what the Lord put in my spirit is that we have to also understand that he is our everything. He orchestrates, he guides, he leads us. And like when we go through with him, you best believe that when it's time for us to, when we go through trials and tribulations, we will reign with God, you know. Mm-hmm. And just her story was so inspiration to me. I thought about my mother coming out here pregnant. My father was killed when she was 8 months pregnant with me. She came to California, didn't know anything about it. But she took care of her children. She fought for her home. I remember times of lights and gas, but my mother stayed on that word of God. I remember her putting us on our knees, and we're reading Psalms 23, and she teaching us, you know, the Lord's Prayer, teaching us Psalms, always reiterating God and how she said. So what she was doing was planting seeds so that when we go through our trials and tribulations, I remember the things she went through, and I remember how strong she was, and it made me stronger. And it also gave me a hunger and a thirst for God's word and to take to the Lord. So what the Lord did was just use you to plant seeds in these children's lives. And through your trials and tribulations, when they get ready to go through, it's a blessing. It's like a ripple. And it's going to teach them that, you know, my aunt, Evangelist Bernard, I remember her on her knees praying. I remember her, the things she went through. So I know she went through it. I can get through it too, and I know where to go, and that's to God and that word. So I think we have to all remember that we go through not just for us, but also to be a testimony to other people so God can reveal himself through us and to strengthen us inside us so that it can be a testimony. He has to show us who he is. And the best way is through wisdom, and wisdom is through our experiences. So I thank you. That word was, it was powerful today. And thank you, and God bless you, and continue to be the strong, faithful woman of God you have been. And thank you for the ministry and all the listeners, too. God bless you all. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Albertine. Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise him. That was a wonderful message. Amen. I thank and praise God for that word in Acts 14. I was listening to the woman of God when she preached that. They got ran out of there and whatnot. Then they went back and preached again. in the same place that chased them out. And I said, Lord, I thank you. I can imagine, like, in our lives and stuff like that, places that, amen to God, that we had drama at, and places where the Lord will bring you back there as a witness and whatnot, you know. So I just thank and praise God for that, because, you know, a lot of places that I said I would never go back to, people that I said I would never talk to again, you know, the Lord will just bring you back there, you know, just to be a witness. So I just thank and praise God, amen, for that scripture, amen to God, and for that testimony, amen, and that rhema word, amen, on today. So God bless you, woman of God, amen. That was a rhema word, amen, for me. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Minister Democrat, and everybody else on the line. Let's go to maybe Sister Barbara, Mother Charity Sister. Maybe you have a word today. Your line is open.
Yes. God be praised.
Well, God be
everybody.
Praised. Good hearing
you. Hallelujah. Yes, this is Sister Barbara, Mother Charity Sister. I've been listening for a few weeks. I wanted to listen for a few weeks because I wanted to first hear what was being said.
Okay.
I'm very careful and prayerful about the Word of God. I love the Word of God. But the thing is, when I got saved, which has been in 1966, I didn't know anything about God, anything about the Word. I was going on what man was saying. And I wasn't measuring it and comparing it with the Word because I didn't know the Word. But I was informed that once I got saved, all my troubles, problems, difficulties, all of that would be over. So I took them for what it was worth. So when I got saved and then troubles and difficulties and problems started to happen, the devil was telling me, see, you ain't saved. Because look at all these troubles and problems that you're going through. And I began to agree, because I'm like, well, I was informed that all these troubles and difficulties and problems would be over, and now look like they just beginning. But I thank God for listening to you all. My sister had told me about you, this program. And I just wanted to listen to see what was being said, to see if it was measuring up to the Word of God that I now know and count it so dearly. And I was thinking about Apostle Paul when he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? He said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels or principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor height nor depth or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And I thank God for truth, and I really appreciate this program. I've told others about it, because you all are standing on the Word is my reason for tuning you all in. I just wanted to hear what you all had to say, because if it ain't talking about the Word of God and the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done, then it's worthless. It's not worth my time listening to it. But I thank God you all are on target. You all are on point with the Word of God. And truly, I pray for all of you all. I thank God for all the Word that you all have spoken. It's according to the Scripture. And I praise God for each and every one of you. And please don't stop. I just wish that all churches could tune in to this program, because they need to hear it. We don't need a whole lot of Christian comedy and a whole lot of carnal and worldly stuff. We need the Word of God, because that's what's going to see us through. And I thank God for you all. Don't y'all stop. Stay what you're doing. Keep on keeping on and do those things that are pleasing in God's sight. God bless you all. I love you much, and I'm going to keep on listening. In Jesus' name, continue to pray for us. Amen.
Amen. We're so thankful, Sister Barbara. The Lord allowed you to give us that comment. It's a blessing. to know that the word is going out from the Bible, the 66 books of the Bible. We're so grateful that your sister shared it with you, Mother Charity, and that you finally decide that you would give us what you felt in your heart as we're doing. So we thank you so very much. God bless you. We're going to Sister Dawn.
All right.
Sister Dawn.
All right.
Okay, then. We're going back to Sister T. Maybe she asked. Sister T?
Yes. Yes.
So who's this? Sister T? Okay, we're going back. Prophet Michael Davis. Prophet. Praise the Lord. You cut off for a minute. Are you there, Prophet?
Hold on. Let me go to a different area on the cell phone. Hold on. Okay, is that better?
That's better. God bless.
Okay, God bless you. How is everyone? God bless everyone. Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, God bless you. God is good. He is greatly to be praised. He is worthy to be adored. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the great I am. Amen. And he is my Lord. He is my Savior. He's my God and my King. My God, my Master of everything. I was listening to the comment of the lady who had just tuned in, Mother Charity's friend, and she said something that was very powerful. It caught my attention. There is too much entertainment, especially in the black church. We've gotten away. It's in the white church, too, but I got to talk about my people right now. Our people have leaned towards entertainment and the flesh more than leaning towards the direction of being saturated and fully yielded to the Holy Spirit. I don't know why we chose to go that route. It wasn't that way in the last generation. The last generation was very serious. I'm talking about the people who are 50 and older. The last generation was very serious. They were devoted, more dedicated, more sincere about the Lord. But the generation that's coming behind, those who are 40 and under, they seem to be leaning more in the direction of the entertainment world, of being pulled to tears instead of consecrated, entertaining singing instead of anointed. They tend to be more entertaining in the area of wanting to showcase preaching talent instead of being consecrated unto the Lord. So we've lost some things, and I'm not pointing a finger at anybody, but I am saying that somebody stand up, African church, back on track, into the Holy Ghost and not so much into entertainment and these comics up before the pastor preaches. That's ludicrous. That's ridiculous. It's not biblical. God has to raise someone up to take a stand to speak against this regarding the African-American church. Glory to God.
God bless. Prophet Michael Davis may have dropped off. Okay, but we have gotten everybody. He dropped off, evidently. And we have gotten everybody. That was a blessed word, Evangelist Bernard. It teaches us that we have to believe in Jesus. By faith we live, from faith to faith. And it's just awesome when the Lord put it in you. You got to move. Who said, you got to move? You got to move. So, back to you, Evangelist Bernard. Prophet Michael Davis must have dropped off. Evangelist Bernard? Evangelist Bernard? Her line is open. Minister Democrat?
Amen. I can hear you guys.
Yeah, you can hear me. Okay, then, because I'm wondering, nobody else is... I guess Michael Davis coming back up on his other number. Evangelist Bernard?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. You dropped off, right, Michael? Prophet Davis?
Okay, I'm here now. I had to call in on my other line.
Okay. Okay, you were saying something. We got a few more minutes, and then we'll go on. Go ahead, Pat Prophet David.
Yes, Evangelist Bernard is absolutely right. Our focus has to get back on Jesus. In the African-American church, we see too much leaning in the direction of entertainment, and we know that entertainment leans towards a worldly view. We celebrate the entertainment. They put comics up now to crack jokes and to make people laugh before the pastor gets up, and that's not in the Bible. That's not God. You don't need to put a comedian up to crack jokes before the pastor gets up. The people need to be praying so they can hear from God. The people need to be praying so they can get their spirit right with God. The people need to consecrate themselves like they did in the old days. God haven't changed. It's still the same. The people need to get consecration and fasting. Why? To crucify the flesh. But the Bible clearly says that the flesh will not inherit the kingdom of God. But it seems like more the church is leaning, especially the African-American church, it's leaning more towards entertainment. It's more towards the flesh. It's more towards a social kind of situation. It's a social gathering, but it's not a holy gathering. You can gather, but it's not under the Holy Ghost. You can gather in the Moose Club, but it's not under the Holy Ghost. We need to get back into the consecrated lifestyle that God commands his people to live. And when we do that, then we can focus on Jesus. You can't focus on Jesus in the flesh. Amen. You can only focus on Jesus by the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Spirit is the person who reveals who Jesus is. So he is the one that opens your eyes so that you can see him, so that you can follow him. But I pray that God will raise up someone to bring it to our attention, especially in the African-American church, that we need to get back to the old landmark, the old business of simply following and obeying Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet David.
Hallelujah.
Evangelist Bernard, her line is open, but she's not seem like answering. So we went to everybody mostly. Let's try Sister T one more time. Maybe she'll come up. T? Okay, then. So we just thank you all. Seem like Evangelist Bernard can't get on for some reason. Evangelist Bernard, we just thank all our listeners. It's just been a blessing for all of y'all to come on. You know, we just thank God for you and y'all faithfulness and attendance to come on this broadcast every day, most of the time on, you know, 1 o'clock p.m. our time out here in California. And we know you could be doing any other thing, but the Lord, we thank him for leading and guiding you to this word, because the word come out of the Bible here, all 66 chapters of the Bible, and the godly men and women that the Lord has allowed to come on this broadcast and teach and preach the word of God to not only us in this, in the switchboard operation, and the founder and the host of Evangelist Agent Bernard for this broadcast. Like I was saying before, she's headed out. The Lord has given her another ministry. I was telling her the other day, I said, Evangelist Bernard, the Lord first started you out with spiritual leadership. That was her first conference. And then the Lord turned over and gave her Block Talk Radio. And now that's another ministry that we're on today. We just thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for that. Now he's given her another ministry to leave out of Stockton and go to another state and work up. We hope, we're praying that the Lord have more and gifted for her to open up a church there, that the that they may come in and get the holiness and the teaching of the Holy Ghost with the 66 books of the Bible, 39 old and 27 new. So we're just excited about what the Lord is doing in her life, and not only her life, we're just excited what the Lord is doing with all of our lives on this Broad Talk Radio. Y'all come on so faithful. Well, you don't know how much it helps her heart to know when she come on and see y'all on the broadcast. And she is always giving out her number and you can call her 24/7 almost. And if it go to the answer machine, she will get back to you. And I see her work, and I know that her work is real and authentic. You know, we work close together, so it's just like I see it. So I just thank the Lord that he has put us all together into this ministry to launch y'all ministries, more for y'all to go forth preaching, teaching, whatever the Lord has given in your heart to for y'all ministry. And this is a platform where the Lord can allow y'all to go further. So we're so excited about what Jesus Christ is doing on this broadcast. So let me see. Evangelist Bernard? Okay, then she must be off. So with that, I guess we can close out. It's just been a blessing, the word of the Lord. We thank each and every one of y'all for being on. We thank you for being in the Twitter, Facebook, and especially the chat room with Patrick Gray. He's always there. He started out with Evangelist Bernard in that chat room. So we're so thankful for you, Patrick Gray, to come on and come on every day as you can to be with this broadcast. So we love you and we thank you. And with that, I guess we're going to close out. I was just toe up when I see Jesus. I kept praying, I said, Lord, have mercy, all in my spirit. But we're going to find a song, I guess, to go out on. I don't know, I'm still messed with the word and the song. Lord, have mercy, help me here. Thank you, Jesus. Take me to the King. I guess we can do that. We done heard everything, and we got to live right and live holy, and then we want to go for the King and empty out what everything is not in our spirit that the Lord is pleased with. So God bless y'all, and I'm going to put it on Take Me to the King. God bless you.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone.
Oh, praise the Lord, y'all. I forgot. I'm so messed up. Minister Democrat, would you close us out with prayer?
Amen, amen, amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, amen, of God, for this day, amen. Amen. We thank you for the word, amen, reminding us, amen, whatever you bless us to do, amen, that we are only a reflection, amen, of God. And we thank you, God, amen, for you, God, spilling those gifts, amen, of God, even on this phone, God. We thank you for every apostle, God. We thank you for, oh, God, every prayer warrior, every evangelist, oh, God, every prophet, God, every prophetess, God. We thank you right now for your gifts, oh, God, your gift of miracles, God. We thank you even now, God, as they are on this phone, you are even now activating, amen, of God, the gifts in us, oh, God. Amen, reminding us when we do these things, amen, that we are just a reflection, oh God. We receive that rhema word on today, God. And we, oh God, pray, oh God, that there be no backlash and no retaliation, oh God. Oh God, but be a hedge around the woman, oh God. Amen, oh God, around her, amen, oh God, her equipment, around her car, oh God. Amen, oh God, her travels, oh God. Amen, amen, as we come against and cancel every assignment that has come against her, God. Cover the armor bearer. Amen, Sister Ruby, oh God. Amen, oh God, amen, as she blesses us, oh God, with these songs, oh God. Amen, as she watches the line, as she covers the line, oh God. Amen, go in her home, oh God. How we activate her angel, oh God, and those that's calling in right now that's listening, oh God. Amen, oh God, we ask, oh God, that the prayer that they have prayed, amen, oh God, but that you do some answering prayers through them. Use their hands, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Use their mouths to speak rhema word into somebody's life. Amen. Now that we've been given a word that we are just a reflection, we are looking for the miracles, oh God, and we speak that, oh God, not, oh God, by, amen, oh God, commandment, oh God, but by permission. Amen. We release it on this line. Even now, when you hang up, God will use those that's listening on this line to do a miracle, a thing, amen, oh God, that somebody going to get healed, somebody going to get blessed, somebody going to get saved, and somebody going to get a financial blessing because of something that comes out of their mouth. But they will be reminded they are just a reflection. We release this on this line even now that you use every soul under the sound of my voice in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah.
And amen. Hallelujah. Thank
you. Hello. Thank,
praise the Lord. He done closed out. We've been trying to get you. Evangeline been on.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I certainly apologize that I had an important call came through and I was still on the line and swapped over, but thank each and every one of you all. I certainly apologize. It was an important call, so I had to get it. Amen.
Amen.
So, thank all of you all. Tomorrow, I don't know if Sister Ruby has announced the lineup for this week. Sister Ruby?
Oh, no, I didn't announce it. You know, I've been messed up since the thing. But anyway, I think you said, well, you can do it. Liberal Democrat already prayed. I played the song and forgot to close out with the prayer. But go ahead, Evangeline.
All right. Well, for those of you that remain on the line, I'll still send you out a text tomorrow. Please tune in. You're in for a treat. And some of you all have heard her and some maybe the very first time hearing her, Evangelist Patricia Joshua, one of my dear friends. I'm talking about a teacher, a preacher. Amen. She will be ministering tomorrow. Now, we're jumping from 14 to chapter 16 because Pastor Hamilton did 15 on Friday, and I was able to expound a little bit on 14. So she will pick up at chapter 16. We're almost halfway there, y'all. So just stay tuned. So Evangelist Joshua will be here on tomorrow. And on Wednesday, amen, we're going to have our friend, Dr. Kenneth Burford from Christ Redeeming Center. And that's where I will be hosting my relocation celebration at his church. So he will be speaking out of chapter 17 on Wednesday. Amen. And then Thursday, we have none other than our own Minister Democrat will be speaking on Thursday. And then Friday will be, again, Pastor Hamilton will be on chapter 18. I'll let him know in advance where we don't have any boo-boos on Friday. And next week, we're going to continue on with this series. So continue to pray for us, continue to just keep the Lord lifted up in prayer. And I'm encouraging all of you all to get in that book of Acts and study. So tomorrow is chapter 16. Get into the book and glance through it and go through it where you'll be prepared, because Pastor Evangelist Joshua may be asking you some questions. She does things a little bit differently. So if you don't know if you haven't studied, you may not know the answer. So get in the book and study these chapters as these speakers come forth, and you won't be lost or you won't think it's strange of what they're saying. Amen. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. Remember, the celebration is March the 8th. I'm looking for all of you all that are in Southern and Northern California to come and celebrate with me. You may not see me for a while, so if you don't, if you're not there, you can't say you weren't invited. Everyone is invited, family, friends, co-laborers, and even my enemies. If you want to come and be a blessing, that's okay too, because the Bible told me to pray for my enemies. Amen. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. Thank each and every one of you all in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. We already had Minister Democrat was so kind to close us out in prayer. So we're going to go.
Right.
You know what? It was something meant to be, because I'm going to put on Break Every Chain.
Break Every Chain. All right. Love you all.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power.
In the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is
to break
every, break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every, break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army right. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.